Welcome to the Bible Girl Podcast. I'm Jessica Robinson, and I have a great love for God's Word, journal writing, and gel pens in every color. I combine these loves into one great passion, studying God's Word. Hello, and welcome to today's podcast. I am recording this on a very cold evening here in Maryland. We are just recovering from a large amount of snow. We got 29.5 inches of snow over the weekend, which is a lot for us. We might usually get that much in a winter, but not all at once. It's been maybe 7 or 8 years since we've had that much snow at one time. And this was a big storm for us. So there's a lot of snow on the ground. It's cold outside tonight. And I have a few quiet moments here where I can spend with you. I want you to know that I don't take the time that you give me lightly. I appreciate your willingness to listen and to learn and to grow and to be encouraged, hopefully, that's what you're finding here, and as well as being challenged in God's Word. A couple of things before we jump into tonight's scripture. I just wanted to remind you that we have the scripture writing for the year. The January list has been posted, and I know many of you have been doing it. I put February up on the blog and also on the Illustrated Faith Facebook page for those of you that are a member there and like to do some illustrating along with your scriptures. Those lists have gone out for February. There's an 8.5 by 11 size, and there's a 4 by 6 size that's very portable that you can just cut and tuck in your Bible if you'd like. And both of those are on my website, which is BibleGirlPodcast.com. I also wanted to mention that I've started a mailing list. I have been on the fence about whether I wanted one or not, but now that the scripture list has been so popular, I thought it might be easier if I were to have a mailing list and mail out the scriptures each month so that you wouldn't worry that you forgot them or didn't get them on time. And also, I'll be able to notify you of new podcasts and send the show notes directly to your inbox. So if you would like to receive that, you can go to my website, which is once again, BibleGirlPodcast.com, and sign up. Or you could also sign up. There's a link on the podcast page on Podbean. So if you go to Podbean, BibleGirl.podbean.com, you can find the link there as well. So either one of those places will work. And of course, you can always email me if you have trouble, and I can sign you up manually on my end as well. I don't plan on sending out much. You'll receive an email on the weeks that we have a podcast so that you can get show notes and anything else that's of relevance to you. Today's passage, we're going to be looking at the book of Philippians. I know many people love the book. It's such a short 4 chapters, but there is a massive amount of theology and just so many good life principles and so much about God and how he works in our world and how we are supposed to respond in the book of Philippians. And I could pick pretty much any book. I could just, when I'm looking at the book of Philippians, I can probably just throw a dart and hit a verse and be able to teach from it because there's just so much good stuff in here. But today we're going to talk about we're going to talk about something in the beginning of the book and then something a little bit further toward the end of the book. And we're going to kind of compare these two passages. And it's an area that I've been a little bit convicted in lately, and that is the area of prayer. I know I pray about a lot of things for other people. I do try to pray faithfully for the various people that I serve, whether it's through a lot of the volunteers that serve in my job at the church I work for. I try to pray for them. And very faithfully. I pray for needs. I pray for friends and for people in my growth group and pray for my family. And at our staff meeting each week at the church, we pray for the needs of the church and different activities going on and people that are struggling and suffering. And I spend a lot of time in prayer, But when it comes to my own personal requests, when it comes to my the things that are weighing on my heart, the things I'm unsure about, the things that I struggle with, I tend to do more venting to my friends and my mom and my coworkers and things like that than I do actually bringing them to God and talking about them in prayer. And so as a result, I carry it around with me. You know, the old hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, that was my grandmother's favorite hymn. And when I was first learning how to play the piano, that was one of her big requests. She wanted me to be able to play that hymn for her on her organ. And she would often sing along, just sit in her little rocker chair next to the organ, and she would just sing the words of it. And I'll never forget the words. And it says, what a grief we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. And that's what happens. I carry it around with me because I'm venting it to other people, and I'm just, it's right here. It's weighing on me, and I carry it into every area of my life. Whatever I'm worried about, whatever isn't going well in my life, whatever I'm confused about, the pain or the heartache that I might be facing in an area of life, the discouragement or outright annoyances of life, I vent, I stuff, I carry, and I haul those around like big sacks of garbage everywhere I go. But the writer of that song was onto something, because we can take it to God and we can give it to him in prayer. And so recently I've been convicted about this, that I am too good at praying for others to the detriment of being able to pray for myself. I seem to lose steam when it comes to my own life and my own prayers. And I want to get better in that. And as I have been thinking about it and praying about that and talking to God about it, and as is normal for me, writing about it a little bit in my journal, I've come across some passages on prayer. And, you know, whenever God is tugging at your heart about something, you're likely to see it everywhere. So I've been struck by a lot of verses on prayer. And one of the passages that I came to when I was reading through some notes that I had taken a while back in the class I was teaching on prayer, it referenced the very beginning of the book of Philippians. So I'm going to read to you Philippians chapter 1, and I'm going to start in verse 1, and I'm going to read all the way down through verse 11. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the overseers and deacons. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always asking in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I yearn for you with all the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more, with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Christ Jesus, to the glory and praise of God. Here in this first opening of this chapter, Paul is writing to the church at Philippi, and he says, when I think about you, when you come to my mind, I thank God for you. And in addition to this thankfulness that I have because God has given you to me as a way to be partakers in the suffering that I'm suffering and in the joy that I have in my service, in addition to that, I'm also praying and I'm asking that because of this, because of the way that you have blessed me and because of how your love has abounded toward me, that your love would grow more and more, and that it would spill out to other people, and that you may know what is good to do in life, and that you may be filled with righteousness and purity and be blameless for the praise and glory of God. Paul is kind of giving us his formula for prayer here. When something comes to his mind, he thanks God and he asks God. He praises God for something. He thanks him for something in relationship to what has come to his mind. And then he asks something of God. So in this instance, these people have come to his heart. And he says, every time that happens, I thank God for something and I ask him for something. And in this passage, he's telling specifically what his heart is toward them at this time. But the study that I was teaching several years ago, I was using some material and kind of adapting it, and they were talking about the value of attaching a praise or something thankful to the request, and that there's an attitude of humility that comes when we recognize that even the things that we ask of God need to be asked in the right heart, understanding that he is the giver of good gifts and that we are to receive whatever he gives us with joy and gladness. And so over the years, I've tried to use that in my prayer life. Specifically, I will pray for a friend who's going through a difficult time, but I will thank God for the growth that I've seen in her through all of this. Or I will ask God to answer a need that someone has in their life. Maybe they're struggling financially, or maybe they need a job or something like that. But then I acknowledge that God has taken care of them thus far, and I thank him for that. I thank him for watching over them and for being there with them, and I ask him to continue to do that in their lives. So that kind of model of being able to pray, ask for something, and thank God for something, for each request, kind of pillows that request, so to speak, in an attitude of humility and an attitude of praise toward God. And I think that is incredibly important in our prayer time. But here's why I think that it's important, because when we get to the end of Philippians, in Philippians chapter 4, this verse is very, very familiar to many people. I'm going to start in chapter 4, verse 5, and I'm going to read to verse 7. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, I have often heard many people speak about these verses, and specifically verse 7, and they talk about, you know, the peace of God is yours, and he's going to rule in your heart, and he's going to, if you're anxious, then, you know, where's the peace of God? He should be there ruling in your heart. But I think we often skip to the comforting verses and overlook the verses that might have a little more of a challenge. Paul is saying in verse 7 about the peace of God, it starts out with a connector. It's the word and. That means that it's following something. It's connected and tied to the verse before it. And he's saying that instead of being anxious, you need to pray to God and you need to ask with thanksgiving. The way that he has been praying for the people in the beginning of this book is how he wants us to pray. He says that if we ask and thank, that the peace of God will rule in our hearts. Basically, he's saying you don't have to carry it around. You don't have to carry all these needs around if you're willing to go to God and you're willing to ask and then thank. And he's very specific here. He says, you know, this is supplication. This is asking. But it's asking with thankfulness, making sure that our hearts are humble and that our hearts are in the right position before God. And if we do that, his peace, which is something beyond what we could explain, will guard our hearts and will guard our minds. And I don't know of anyone else in the Bible who is more qualified to promise that and to teach that than Paul. Because as he writes the book of Philippians, he's in prison. And yet, unless he told you, I don't think you'd know. This book is a hopeful book. This book is full of joy. In a situation that should cause more anxiety than any of us would have reason to feel, I think we see him as so confident in Christ. And where does that come from? Where does that ability to have confidence and joy in the midst of terrible circumstances come from? I believe it comes from prayer, and not just prayer, not just asking and taking our things to God and telling Him, but coming to Him with a humble heart that's thankful. I believe that Paul was thankful for being in prison. He says in several of his books that the things that happened to me, they were so that the gospel could be spread. He even talks about how there are people who he was able to share the gospel with that he would not have met if he weren't in prison. He has joy even there, and he is glad and thankful for what God is able to do in the midst of those circumstances. Prayer isn't just venting to God. Prayer is an opportunity to acknowledge that the creator of the universe knows more than you, and that he in turn is the creator of you, and he knows you, and he loves you, and he will work all things out for your good. So you bring those things to him with a humble heart and a heart that says thank you, a heart that asks and thanks and allows God to be the giver of the gift. And we accept it with grateful hearts, whatever he determines. If that's the case, if that's the attitude that we come to God in prayer, and we're willing to ask him for something, and we're willing to thank him for however he answers, and find things to reflect on his goodness and his grace and his mercy to us, his peace will flood our hearts and our minds and will protect us from the anxiety that would bring us down, that would drag us down and we carry with us from place to place. I encourage you to spend some time in prayer with God about the things that are weighing on your heart. And more than that, I encourage you to come with an attitude that thanks God. In the midst of those situations, in every single thing you ask God for, in everything you need from Him, there is something for which to be grateful. If nothing else, be grateful that He hears. Be grateful that He'll never leave you and that He'll listen to every prayer of a humble heart. God bless you this week. I'll be praying for you. Please remember to stop by and sign up for my mailing list so that I can get out information to you. If you're interested in getting the February verse plans, they're up and ready to go. I'll be praying for everyone who does those. I hope those verses speak to you throughout the month of February as we talk about loving others well. Have a great week. Visit my blog at BibleGirlPodcast.com. where you can email me, find links to my social media sites, and download show notes and printables. I love to hear from my listeners. Thanks for joining me today. Drop by again for another episode of Bible Girl.